Sportsmuscle.com brings you After Hours featuring the Whack Pack.
This is Mr. G.
Good day, mate.
I've gone to anger management three times.
Come on, get it out already over here.
Good day, mate.
Here's your hosts, Dave Palumbo and John Romano.
Welcome to another wacky episode of After Hours with the Whack Pack. I'm John Romano, and I'm joined, as always, by my partner in crime, Dave Palumbo. Dave, once again, I am days closer to being there in the studio with you with the rest of the Whack Pack. Why don't you fill me in and tell me who's there with us tonight?
We're almost ready to go live, as Jimmy the Bull would say. I'm not ready to introduce them, actually, so I got to talk about some things with you first. We got to talk about some updates, and so now today is officially August 20th.
Right.
This will air on the 21st, of course. That means that you will be coming out in what, 10 days?
Something like that. I'm having a little bit of a hold up here. I hope to have resolved by tomorrow, but tell Jimmy the Bull not to worry. And
I can't believe I just fucking heard that.
You couldn't hold out.
You know, I was just close to just being nice to you tonight. Now, I swear. Yeah, how
I
you
said
say
not
that?
To worry. Didn't yeah, I not just
bit of
say
a fucking
don't worry?
All right.
You know, someone actually posted a thread on the RX Muscle forums about Jimmy, like a tribute to going live. I don't know if you saw that, Jimmy, on the thread.
No, I didn't see it. I missed it, and I would love to see it, but you said it was removed.
Well, the video itself was removed, yeah, but the thread is still up there. It's like, we're ready to go live, and someone did a whole Jimmy the Bull tribute video saying all the things that you're going to do and you know, all your typical sayings and words of wisdom. I think there was some nudity involved in that, and, you know, YouTube doesn't...
Well, the guy who posted it was
Double Gordo posted.
Double Gordo.
He needs to send me the video, and I'll put it right on our site directly.
So. You meant Doble Gordo, papi.
Yes, that sounds better.
Who is that? Who is that?
He's my balls. Can you hear me now?
Okay, yes, I can hear you now.
There's two gay Spanish guys over here. Anyway, what I was going to say was that guy, Double Gordo, should send it to us, right?
Yeah.
And then we'll edit it up and
we'll put it right on the site directly,
absolutely,
so it doesn't matter.
I never saw it. I'd love to see it.
We accept. Oh, wait, is it up here?
Yeah, it's
still
pretty
removed.
Good.
Still removed.
Oh, you
some
saw
great
it,
naked babes on there. Yeah, some great naked babes on there. You'll love it.
Oh, this, we got to send a message. Listen, if you're listening to us tonight, Double Gordo, please send it to us so we can post it again.
Now, the funny thing is about this whole...
Sounds like a plea.
It is a plea. I want to see the fucking thing.
You know, the funny thing, John, is, and we were talking about this earlier, but with regard to prostitution, you know, it's so ironic that, you know, YouTube is so, like, puritanical. You know how many people they must have working for them, having to monitor every video that goes up there to see if there's copyright infringements and music infringements and nudity? I mean, what a waste of freaking time. Just let
I can't imagine, because there's how many millions of videos go up there? I mean, mm-hmm. there's one video alone that Max showed me has over 100 million views.
Wow.
I mean, you're talking about an immense population here that uses that site. I can't imagine the moderation nightmares they must have over that thing.
And we think we got problems on the message boards.
Well, what was the video about, John, that I got 100 million views? What was it?
It was the stupidest thing you've ever seen. It was two babies. One was laughing. One kid, it was a kid about one and a baby about 6 months old, and they were one sitting on the other one's lap, and they bit the other kid's finger, and he was telling him it hurt or some shit. It was the stupidest thing you've ever seen. It got a freaking 100 million views. And then you got this other
child
one.
Pornography. That's why they went on.
Nah, then you got this. The ones that get the most views are the most retarded ones you've ever seen in your entire life. There's this one kid named Fred. You ever seen the Fred ones?
No.
No.
I actually posted one because he was training hardcore. Remember that one? They speed up his voice a little bit.
Retarded kid.
He went to some signing at some place, and like 100,000 people showed up.
Yeah, he's like a retard, that guy.
Well, you know how it is out there. The stupider you are, the more you get, you know?
It's unbelievable.
Look at the commercials on TV. They think we're fucking morons. You ever watch commercials on TV? They're retarded.
I try not to.
I know. They think like we're fucking morons out here.
You know, now, not to change the subject, but I'm going to change the subject. I got an email the other day. I know Jimmy's got an email he wants to read, too. But I got an email from a guy, a very serious email, you know, complimenting the show. He listens to the show. He likes it. And he wanted to tell me that, you know, he feels that with his help, he could successfully have me make a comeback and win my pro card at the Masters Nationals next year. And he's been analyzing my methodologies and my physique, and he's decided that my problem is that I'm over-carbing the last day, John, before the show. This is a serious email, and he wants to, me to know that he is available for a nominal fee, nothing too extravagant I have to pay, and he wouldn't tell anyone, if just to keep it a secret, to preserve my reputation, you know, and he would get me ready for the Masters Nationals. He believes with his help that I could possibly, you know, win my pro card. So
was his name George Farah?
No, it wasn't actually. It might be in disguise, you know. So I told him that I declined politely because I said I'm no longer competing. I'm done.
Why not?
Speaking of diets, I do want to make a serious shout out to one of our members.
Okay.
To kind of help motivate him here. This guy I've been you know, communicating with, Richard, aka Big City, and I know he's listening because he listens every week. And he's got a thread on the transformation forum on our board. Richard's transformation. He's weighed in the other day at 601 pounds.
Wow.
And he's on the keto diet. He's on his third day, and you know, he's made a few attempts before and hasn't made it, but I really believe this time he's going to do it. This is why I'm giving him the shout out, and we're all going to help him. And he's made a commitment to lose 200 pounds.
Wow.
By next year, and if he does, I'm buying him a ticket to the Olympia, the 2010 Olympia, so he can join us all there and party with the Whack Pack at the 2010 Olympia. So I want everybody out there, everybody listening to Whack Pack, we got to cheer Richard on.
Go
help
Richard.
Him out, give him all of the, you know, motivation.
If he loses 200 pounds, I'm getting him some lap dances.
Well, I got news for you, John. Just for you guys, in case you haven't figured it out, if he loses 200 pounds, he's still going to be 400 pounds. You know
so
that.
What? That's impressive.
Still, man, it's a start.
How are you
going to
get him out there? What are you going to cart him out there in a wheelbarrow?
Come on, man.
No, let's give him a more. Let's
fucking
give him
Mr. Fucking Motivational over here. Fuck you! You lose 200 pounds. You're still a fat pig. Let's gotta love that fucking psychology, Mr. Palumbo.
Let's give him a more industrious goal, like 300 pounds.
Yeah. You think he can lose 300
yes.
pounds in a year?
With all of our help.
Yep. I think he can.
You think?
Yeah.
I'll give him some fucking...
All right, you hear that, Richard? You're losing 300 now. And wait, I already promised him if he does 200, I'm going to give him the ticket. So what do we give him if he loses 3?
I'll give him a month's supply of all the Jet Fuel products.
You'll pay for his hotel too, John.
Well, I was going to do that anyway.
Well, no, you got to make it worth it, because otherwise you're not going to... You know what? The hotel is what you should pay for if he loses 200. 300, if he loses 300 pounds, you pay for the plane ticket, because you're not going to be able to put him on a plane if he doesn't lose 300 pounds.
Take him to Crazy
Horse.
You
do have a point there. I have to buy two seats, right? Yeah.
Jimmy the Bull will take him to the Crazy Horse. Get him some lap dances.
Now that's worth losing 300 pounds for.
Absolutely.
All right, Richard, you're out there. You're losing 300, and Jimmy the Bull and Derek are going to take you to the Crazy Horse.
I'll do that. I love that place.
Now, we have a special guest, John, in the studio today. He drove all the way out here on his bike from New York City.
Tattoo Timmy.
Tattoo Timmy's here. That's correct. Welcome, Tattoo.
Yeah. I want to say thank you for having the word special attached to guest in regards to me. So thank you very much.
You're
it's
very
good
lucky.
To hear everyone. Yeah. It's good to see everyone. And let's do this.
Tattoo Timmy.
You know, it's interesting that you make that comment about special, Timmy, because usually when we have special attached to anything, it indicates a retard.
Yeah.
But we don't mean that in your case.
But the truth of the matter is, what you don't know is,
he's very special.
Timmy, is that your bike out there?
Yeah.
Is there a cover?
No, Timmy, I hear you're moving to L.A.
I want to move to L.A. I will move to L.A. It's just a matter of timing. So
he's doing Coney Island Avenue.
I just closed up a show after 6 weeks.
Sold out.
Coney Island. Every fucking night, man. Fuck yeah, it was awesome.
What do you do?
I was a character in this play, and it was very heavily movement, like dance and choreographed shit that I'd never done before, and had a great challenge of it, and I was surrounded by 19 other cast members, a lot of them trained dancers and shit, and
wow.
I was just out there big and clumsy and doing my thing, but I pulled it off pretty well in the end. It was a great experience. I learned a lot.
Tattoo Timmy's got a shirt on. It's like a custom Tattoo Timmy shirt. It's actually a picture of him, and it says...
Rough guy. Gods.
Rough Gods, which means what?
Rough Gods. Rough Gods is a collection of photography that my manager manages. It's his collection, called Rough Gods, and I happen to be one of the top gods, so I get my own T-shirt.
Wow, that's pretty
cool. Yeah.
Very cool. How's the Andrea doing? How's the woman doing, Andrea, at home?
Oh, she's great. She's loving that keto diet.
I don't think
she's,
I got her updates this past week.
I'm sure she's probably ready to send them to you tonight.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
LA, will you? No, she's going to stay here.
She's from LA. She's from LA. Sure. You know,
sometimes people split up and you don't go to wrong
way.
Maybe
shit,
she
man.
Can't go. Really.
She's
yeah.
from LA.
Yeah, no, she's
what the fuck do I know? Just asked him a question.
What the fuck? Because you don't listen.
I said, is she going where you should? What do I know? I don't know the history.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah,
she
yeah.
got a good fucking job here. She can't go. Maybe you don't give a shit.
Maybe this, maybe that. What do you want?
Now, Andrew is coming.
Who Timmy is.
Was that a fucked up question I asked?
I split up.
No one asked that question.
Maybe they didn't want to move
here. It seemed like a perfectly normal
maybe
question to me.
It was the way you looked when you asked it.
I wasn't looking at you, so I don't know.
I can't wait till you go.
Yeah, like you're move in on her. Now, Tattoo Timmy is getting ready for nationals. He's decided he's going to do that nationals.
I've announced it.
Right.
I've announced it. I'm just getting my mind completely
right.
there.
Now,
actually.
Timmy, I don't know if you're aware, but our very own Diego here is going to be doing the Eastern USA,
yeah.
which is the weekend before.
Fuck yeah.
So, yes, I am.
I think that we should have maybe a possible pose down between you two guys.
Oh, absolutely. I'll do the fucking Eastern. Hell yeah.
Yeah. I mean in the studio pose down.
Oh, hell
like,
yeah.
Like right now. You know?
I don't want to embarrass this bitch.
He has an advantage.
He's already
yeah,
semi-colored.
What is this? Yeah, man.
I'm going to melt this tattoo.
I don't want to see no G-strings or anything. Please.
Hey, that's part of my gig.
Jimmy, yeah. do you think that Diego could take Tattoo Timmy in a pose down?
Honestly?
Yes.
I like Diego because he brings the food and everything.
Did he bring any tonight?
No, he didn't bring anything. That's why I'm going to say
that. That was 2 weeks in a row.
Timmy's not going to compete against Timmy now. I'm sorry. Right. Timmy's got great shape, man.
Timmy's huge, man.
Diego's on his way. He's sprouting. You know what I mean?
There is a rumor, John, that I got confirmation today via text message from Billy Gunn that he is making a comeback. And I have a feeling there's going to be a Billy Gunn Diego showdown at some point in the near future.
Billy Gunn, Billy Gunn texted me yesterday and said he was getting off an airplane in Fort Lauderdale, and where was I?
Oh, yeah, he wanted to meet you, he told me, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm up in West Palm, so I mean, it's like, you know,
Dave,
an hour
he said he
hour
benched,
away.
Max benched 335. I wanted to text him and ask him that if that's true. Is that true?
Who did?
Is there any confirmation on that with Colette now?
Of what, Billy
said
Gunn?
Said he benched 335 pounds.
Colette said she benches more than Billy.
On a universal machine,
I
want to
know
machine,
if
maybe.
That's true, because I can't even bench 335. I do like 305.
Billy used to throw up after doing chest, Colette told me, because it was
well,
so
my
traumatizing.
My question is, have you ever seen it, or is that
no,
true?
No, well, we have to get Colette down here
he
and verify
his
it.
Numbers, 335. I think that's
know.
A lot
you know what?
Then.
Jeff, let's take an early commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to see if I get Colette to verify
Colette.
These Billy Gunn numbers. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
This is After Hours, featuring the Whack Pack. ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, Arthur L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRIndustries.com today.
Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Nutrition. Visit speciesnutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. speciesnutrition.com.
If you're a serious athlete, you know you need energy to keep going. Good energy.
I got that JoJo swag.
Huh? JoJo Energy Drink has it, with only 4 calories and no sugar, essential antioxidants, acai berry, and green tea extracts in pure spring water. And with flavor infusion technology, it's always 100% fresh. Oh yeah, with 6 incredible flavors, JoJo Energy Drink tastes awesome. Now you've got a new workout partner. Get good energy. Get JoJo Energy Drink. Available at JoJoEnergy.com.
German American Technologies. Compete harder with GATT supplements. Need energy? Gotta lose the fat? Jet Fuel is the answer. Want to build muscle? Use Testogen to ramp up testosterone and start adding the size. How about some muscle exploding pumps and an enhanced training experience? You gotta get your hands on some Jet Fuel. Jet Fuel, GATT's newest nitric oxide training supplement that's guaranteed to work the second you try it. Join the team. Visit German American Technologies website now at TeamGat.com. That's TeamGat.com. German American Technologies. Compete harder. TeamGat.com. RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Welcome back to After Hours with the Whack Pack. My name's Dave Palumbo. I'm here with John Romano and the entire Whack Pack, Jimmy, Diego, Jeff, and who did I leave out? Derek Tattoo Anthony.
Derek fucking Anthony. You forgot my fucking name?
Tattoo Timmy.
Tattoo Timmy's here, too, as a special guest. Very right. Special guest.
Now, not a retarded guest. Special. A special
now,
guest.
Yeah. Okay. No one talk over to me. And now we have a special, special guest in the studio. My very own lovely fiance, Colette Nelson. She's here to do some verification. Now, we were just, Colette, before you got down here, we were talking about Billy Gunn. And Derek wanted to know if Billy's claim on the message board of doing a 335 bench press was indeed accurate.
Well, I have to say,
since you trained with him.
Yeah, me and Billy did have some time in the gym, and there are a couple things that definitely, you know, threw him for a loop, like my one-arm rows.
I'm not asking about your lifts. Okay. I'm asking about Billy Gunn's bench press.
You can lift fucking 10
pounds. I did.
Wait. What was the one-arm rows?
The highs they had 140s, but Billy, Billy had this thing that it would upset his stomach. So
I forget the stomach. I want to know what he benched.
I want to know what he fucking benched.
But Jimmy, appreciates it.
I definitely appreciate it.
Can you guys shut up for fucking 5 minutes?
Oh my fucking balls over here.
All right, so here I am. I'm at the gym, and Billy loads up 315. Now, my memory serves me correct. It was 315, but maybe I'm a little off. But he did do it.
How could you be off?
Except he's
335. Wait a minute. Let me just verify this. Wait a minute. Let me just verify this. Colette, we're talking about an Olympic bar, free weight, with 3 45-pound plates on each side.
I swear to you guys.
Yeah, but he also had another 10 on each side necessary to bring it up to 335.
Yeah. 335.
And he benched it.
Well, listen, I'm not...
Did you spot him?
I spotted him on the 315.
Did you lift it off his chest?
Did you do a deadlift while he was benching?
He did it, you guys.
And Colette is strong himself.
I believe it was three reps.
Oh, fuck.
I don't believe it.
I will give him $1,000 if he could do 335.
All right.
So how much was Colette deadlifting while he was benching?
I love Billy, but come on. Don't
He claims a 315 squat, too. Is that possible?
Now, that I never saw.
What about a 425 deadlift?
Okay, now the deadlifting was fun because I can, at that point, I was just in a deadlifting craze. So we would start deadlifting together and, you know, we'd start going up plate by plate. You know, I can bang off 10 on 315. And Billy was kind of struggling with that, you know. And I'm like, well, Billy, I think we should just kind of like tone it down, you know. So we go up to 415. And I think at that point, I got six. Okay, so six.
Shit.
And so Billy gets down on that 415 and it didn't go up too well. Okay, not going to lie.
Did it go up, though?
Okay, no. It was a pulsing around the gym a little bit.
Pulsing.
And he gets really passionate,
what's
though.
What's pulsing around the gym?
What's pulsing? I never heard that expression before.
Pulsing.
You mean balls expanding?
You mean moping around the gym?
Maybe a combination. But he did.
Wait, I want to clarify that. What is pulsing around the gym?
That's what I want to know. I never fucking heard that expression before.
I mean, really, almost taking your pulse to make sure.
He was blowing farts, and he was moving that too.
Were his balls exploding? I mean, what was that?
It's hard to say, but I think the gym gets really hot, so you can't focus sometimes in that. So he does get underneath the 415, and I swear to God.
She never answered the question.
No, he did put up one.
No, the pulsing.
So he deadlifted 415?
415 that I saw, yeah.
All right, but he didn't do. But
he was probably hitchhiking, right? Like, going like, you know.
Well, you know,
that's what they call that.
Billy's not really much of a liar, so
no, he did it. You know what I mean? He puts a lot of passion.
He probably blew out 10 discs doing it, but you know.
Go, Billy! Never put me wrong.
Darren, you put up $1,000 if you could do 335.
Yeah,
I
want to see it.
I hope you're willing to pay for it, Billy.
I would pay that to see it.
I would give my left fucking sit all calf to see that.
He's not going to do it.
I can't do no fucking 335. Fuck that.
He's not going to do it. Now, what kind of spot did you give him on a 315? Did you give him a heavy spot?
I did an over-under kind of spot.
A little light assist?
It was a light assist, okay. You know.
Come on, Billy, we want to see this. $1,000, 335, all you, baby.
By yourself, no spot.
Derek,
50 pounds off his bench?
Derek,
you know how strong I am, John. It's fine.
I know, so I mean, I'm thinking a light assist is like 50 pounds for you.
I want no assist. I want it all by himself, 335.
Derek, you could be losing $1,000. You know so that. What? Billy's going to train like a lunatic for this now.
I'll buy him a prime rib dinner.
Jimmy, shut up. He's gonna go on 5 grams of test a week. He's gonna train like a freaking lunatic.
Just for
the
bench.
He's gonna take you guys all to the cleaners.
What's the time
him.
Frame we're giving him here?
Yeah.
We can't give him too long.
Yeah, he can't too
20
long.
20 seconds.
When?
I'm going with Billy. I'm voting for Billy. I think Billy can do it.
I'm going with Billy too.
September 1st.
I'm taking Billy's odds.
Yeah, September 1st.
Listen, man, if you want bad enough...
We're not stupid. We're not going to give him fucking 3 months to prepare for this.
He
wants to see this September 1st.
You know what? If you do it September 1st, he's going to end up killing himself. He'll kill for 10 grams.
That's the deal. He said he could do it.
We said September 1st.
Hold on. You just said you're going to give him 2 months. Now you're giving him 2 weeks?
What did it say 2 months? I said, what's the time frame on this year?
2 months? You could do a fucking psychoanalytical test.
He's done that before, though. So why wouldn't you suspect that he can do the bench?
I'm not giving him time. He's done it before.
Hold on. Derek, wait a second. You don't think he's ever lifted that, correct?
No.
And we know he's been juiced to the gills before, and he still. And if he didn't do it then, what's the difference if you give him another month or two anyway?
But anybody could take a ton of shit and probably could get up 335.
No, but then he would have done it already because he's already taken a ton of stuff.
Wait, I have a question.
Yes.
Who the fuck is Billy Gunn?
Why the fuck are we spending so much time on his ass?
He's a legend.
Yeah, let's move on. Fuck Billy Gunn.
I have to digress here for a second. I just have to say, Billy is.
Whoa! What's on your mind?
Jimmy is looking pretty good these days.
Yeah, I must say, Jimmy.
I actually think Jimmy's looking kind of small these days.
I think he's looking ripped. He's looking good.
I've been losing a little weight.
He's got a good tan.
I'm under a lot of stress. So I'm honest.
I'm a very honest guy.
Dave, I don't know what you're looking at, man.
No, he's got a good tan from riding.
Well, I laid off the Pepsi and cut the beers down a little. I'm moving more vodka now.
You know what? I have something to say. Since everyone is all over the place, I just have, while everyone is scattered, I'm going to be a little scattered myself.
All right.
He's ripping out the paper.
Let's be quiet. Let Timmy speak.
No, because yesterday at the gym, at Steel Gym on 23rd between 6th and 7th in Manhattan.
no shameless plug.
There are two really cool people that I want to give a shout out to. So, I have my moment here, please. Marina and Senya, you guys fucking rock. Thank you for coming up to me. Thank you for taking a picture with me. You guys are cool. Okay.
Carry on, please.
No, wait. Now we're throwing out names. I'd like to mention a couple of people myself. My grand supporters. I have Barry Bell, number one fucking guy in my fucking list.
Okay.
I got Maz 78. I got Big Fritz. and I made peace with Mr. X and fucking urine.
I got fucking one. Leave one, you could suck my 10-inch cock, you fucking piece of shit.
Instead of you look like a fucking Indian homo in that fucking mohawk. Suck my fucking dick.
Hey, man, Cat Ramirez, you're the shit. You're going to win the North Americas next week. Good luck.
Dave, anybody?
No, I was going to say, you know, you were mentioning drinking vodka before.
Oh, yeah.
And I was going to say, I heard you had a little canoe trip or a kayaking trip.
Yeah, yeah, I did. It's with, matter of fact, a mutual friend of ours, Tamara.
I heard she took you to the cleaners out there.
We were talking on the Facebook thing there, and she said she was going kayaking today. And I happened to be off. I read it, and I said, you know what? Fuck it. I wrote it back. I said, yeah, let's do it. So I picked her up, and we ended up going down to Ashroken.
I heard you drank first.
Yeah, we bring some beers. I took the bike. You know, she jumped on the back. We loaded up the fucking...
Yeah, of course we were drinking. I'm
going to try to drink. What the fuck is life without drink, man?
Motorcycle and water sports. Yeah, we drink.
Motorcycle and beers, baby. We loaded up the fucking beers. We went down to the beach. We pulled out the kayaks. I only did kayaks twice in my life.
What did you pull out? Lake George. What did you pull out?
Kayak.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I heard something else.
A cock and kayak. It's two different fucking things.
A cock.
So I make a long story short, you know, we pull the canoes in the water there, the kayaks, where the fuck they are. You know, we get in there and I figure I'm going to blow her off. You know, she's a female, right? I get in the water. All of a sudden, this chick takes off like she got a fucking 225 Johnson outboard on the back of that fucking thing. She takes off. She's cutting through the fucking water. Dude, I was throwing my fucking ass off. I couldn't keep up with her for shit, man. She left me in the fucking dust, bro.
I don't know how she did that, because doesn't she have had a car accident? I thought she was a little disabled.
But she said that like certain things she could do. That was one. I mean, you know, she made a U-turn. She came back because she saw me fucking turning colors and shit.
Apparently, kayaking doesn't fall into the line of I can't do this. Suffering from an injury.
So she came back, and then I said, Tamara, how the fuck are you doing that? She says, well, you gotta, you know, kind of scoot, you know, put the oar in, and you know, it's a technique, you know, like whatever.
I'm doing one arm rows
or something.
Sounds like Jimmy's falling in love here, Dave.
Was there any action, Jimmy?
No action. We're just friends. You know, after we got done kayaking, we came back on the beach and we finished up our beers and we took off.
And you fucking banged her.
I know the girl for years. She was just strictly friends. She used to work for me.
Who goes drinking and kayaking with a girl? If you don't want to bang her, and motorcycle riding.
I know
the girl for fucking 10 years, man. It's like
I didn't know you had platonic friends.
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, if Colette called me, said, meet me down at the beach and we kayak.
I wouldn't let her go kayak.
I'd take a beer. What the fuck? What's the big deal? I'm on a fucking water and I've got the public beach.
Dave, me and Jimmy are taking off on a canoe.
We're going kayaking next, motherfucker.
Don't wait up, Dave.
Don't wait up. I got the beers in the back. We're going.
Too bad she doesn't drink any beers, unfortunately.
I won't bring the vodka. I switched anyway.
I know, Jimmy, you got a letter of the month, right? You told me you got a crazy letter.
Yes, I do. I got an email the other day.
Can you read the abbreviated version, though?
John, you're going to love this.
Abbreviated version?
I can't wait.
It's pretty long.
Well, who's a good reader? Anybody?
You read it. You want to be like a dinosaur.
You want to get somebody over there can fucking read. Let him read. I'm very slow.
I can read it.
I'm getting fucking old, man. What can I tell you? All right, Stinky Montoya, whatever the fuck that is. All right,
AKA Leave One.
Before you start the story,
you a good reader.
No, you're gonna read
you
it.
Read,
too.
You're making fun of me. I can't read that.
Right, That's your story. Hold on.
Jimmy, before you start reading, because I have a feeling, you know, after listening to it, I think it's one of the Stink Palmers actually fucking with Jimmy, but you know, I thought
that whole Stink Palmer thing was bullshit.
No, you know, I found out where the whole Stink Palming thing originated. I was watching Mallrats the other day. You know, what's his name?
Mallrats?
Silent Bob?
Yeah, what's that guy's name who the producer? Jeff, you know who he is.
Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith wrote Mallrats. They were showing people how to stink palm people in the movie. That's where it came from.
I know it's nasty, okay? And this letter's nasty. And I don't know how these fucking guys got my email, but they emailed my personal email. I don't know how they got
what they say.
What resources they fucking use or what. Maybe my name. I don't know. It could be in my neighborhood for all I know.
What'd they say?
It says, Jimmy, I have been a fan of yours for years, and I still remember seeing you many years ago at a bodybuilding show. I listened to After Hours religiously, and every single time I hear you, I get a feeling that you get after walking several miles under the scorching summer sun, that kind of sticky, wet butt crack fucking feeling. Anyway, with all the talk of your sniffing panties, can I finish, John, please? Don't interrupt him.
Sorry.
All right, you delayed, motherfucker.
I wasn't interrupting. I was commenting.
What? That's interrupting. I'm reading. I got to scroll this thing as I'm reading. It's not a piece of paper.
This is difficult.
I'm going to lose my place. Okay, so with all talks of your sniffing panties and such, I've come to see a whole different side of you. I know you're a very skilled man as far as martial arts go, but I got to tell you, these feelings I have for you and I share with my friends Roy, Mitch, and Dwayne are only getting more and more out of control. My friend Mitch came very close to stink palming you last year, but says you looked a little too alert at the booth and decided against it. Mitch is 44, massively overweight, not to mention that unlike Roy, Dwayne, and myself, Mitch doesn't shave the inside of his butt crack, so the stench on his hand is this dead giveaway when trying to shake hands through a crowd of muscle heads. Will you be at the Olympia for the Johnny Jackson, Ben White strength meet? I gotta be honest with you, I want to walk with my hands grabbing my sack for a good 3 to 4 hours to shake that beautiful right hand of yours. I'm getting all hot and bothered right now. I'm sitting on a black Rocket XL and I have stims applied to my nipples and my fucking groin testicles. At the start of each new paragraph, I shock myself with a little electricity. There I go for another joke. That was good.
Oh my god.
You, angry bull. Me, Roy,
yo,
Mitch,
that's your
and
bitch.
Fucking Dwayne.
Wow.
Wow.
I thought I had some stalkers.
What do you think of that?
That was great.
Right there.
Very impressive.
That was great.
Now, my girlfriend said I shouldn't mention anything on the air because these guys could be fucking maniacs. I can go home tonight and they could fucking throw a bag over my fucking head and shove something up my fucking ass. You know what I mean? I could get attacked by these fucking guys.
You already won these guys.
They already got my fucking goddamn email.
You won them last time, didn't you?
Yeah, I did warn them. Yeah.
And I think they were scared of you. That's why they stayed away from you. Or you would have gotten stink.
The guy said I looked a
don't
little
be
too,
shaking anybody's see, hands,
I was
brother.
Already aware of them, so I guess at the booth I was already like alert. I was they saw I was like
do
a
what I
pincher,
do, the fist
fucking
pound.
Looking around, you know, sniffing, waiting for these motherfuckers.
Do the fist pound.
But don't you feel good to know that you provided someone with so much pleasure?
Yeah, no, you know, on the flip side of the coin, I'm very happy that they're excited over me and they want to search me out and shit all over me or whatever they got to do. You know, that excites me.
Derek, I think it's a lot more sanitary, the fist pound.
Fist pound.
That's a thing. It's way more sanitary.
That's
the
fist pound you were talking about. Yeah. They can do the they can do the circle fart. You know?
Yeah, they can. That's very true. That's they could gas me.
Yeah, now Derek, I want to just bring up something because Derek's got a new nickname now. Derek the Hungarian, and he I think I have to really congratulate you because you got a lot of good kudos based on that Big Sean Allen lifestyle video we put up. Derek, everyone's liking you now again. Well, what do you think about that?
That's bad.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm speechless. whatever.
They think Derek's a talent. Everyone's saying
you sure
Derek.
It's not Derek Hung, or is it Hungarian? Is it
yeah,
Hungarian?
It sounds like Hung, so I'll take it.
Yeah. Well, it's got a little Hung in there, so that's good.
Have you seen
it's a positive thing.
There's a new HBO show called Hung. I don't know if you saw it.
Yeah, I see it. It's kind of retarded.
Derek the Hungarian. So yeah,
I kind of like that now.
I think it's a good nickname, Derek the Hungarian. It sounds like a fucking maniac.
I actually like it too.
He sounds like a fucking
maniac. He sounds like a fucking Russian mafia or something.
Yeah.
The Derek the Hungarian. Watch out, he's coming. He's gonna rip your fucking balls off.
Yeah. I think we got to get DerekTheHungarian.com.
Is that
next.
You that sent me that fucking email with a guy frying the balls in a frying pan?
What?
Yeah, somebody sent me an email. There was a whole thing about a guy. These people that cut their balls in their cock. You ever see that shit?
Yes, that's probably Valentino.
Well, this guy put this shit on the internet. He was searching out for a guy who would, share his whatever he does. So the guy answered him, and he came to the house.
Right.
And he ended up upstairs in the bathtub, and the guy cut his fucking balls off in his cock.
Get out of here.
That's a true story. And the guy was in the bathtub.
Where was this?
It was on the internet. It was like fucking real shit. It was like on the news and shit.
Valentino sends that shit.
Listen, so the guy's bleeding out in the bathtub, and then the guy goes downstairs in the morning, starts frying up his fucking his balls in the frying pan. I guess he was eating them. Yeah, and the guy was bleeding out in the bathtub.
Get out of here.
It's called fry.
Where did you hear this,
bro? It was sent to me
Now let me ask you a question: is that considered a crime because the guy wanted him to do it?
It's considered a delicacy.
I would say it was definitely a crime. I mean, even though if you told me, Jimmy, cut my balls off, first of all, I wouldn't. But I mean, if I did, that's murder, no?
Why? If I asked you to do it.
I guess you got to write
did
me a letter.
Did the guy die?
Consent forms. Yeah.
Did the guy die upstairs?
Yeah, he died. He bled out, bro. He was in a bathtub. He bled out. And he was loving it every minute.
Bled out?
Yeah.
blood from
his
balls.
You can bleed out from cutting your balls off.
Shit. Cut his cock in his balls. He was frying them in the fucking, he was frying like meatballs and sausage in a frying pan. He was throwing fucking garlic and powder on it and, you know, spices and shit.
Like Hannibal Lecter.
He fried it up,
like.
He sat down, he ate it. The guy was yelling upstairs, "How is it?" And the guy was saying, "Delicious." And it's a whole, it was a whole fucking thing on the fucking
I gotta find this. Yeah.
I'm telling you.
You gotta post it on the boards.
You know what? I hate to admit this, but I think I heard this.
Yeah.
There were two gay guys, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, this guy put it out on the internet. He was searching for, in other words, like he wanted some.
Yeah. I heard this. I think this is actually true.
It is true. Yeah, it's true. And the guy answered. These people want to be fucking tortured. Yeah. They want their balls cut off.
Yeah, no, I know.
And shit like shoved up their ass. Yeah, that's what they're. That's what it's all about, man.
A lot of fetishes.
You must have a suspension, Timmy, because you look like a freak.
Yeah.
They put the hooks in you, the big steel.
I was just about to tell you the story about this guy. I'll tell you the story about this dude.
He's probably done it.
Yeah, I have. And this guy,
he's gonna kill me with a leeway, right?
This guy, no, listen.
Don't forget, I got a truck, motherfucker. You got a bike. I'll fucking run you over to 135. Don't fuck around.
Okay, my story is so.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right, yeah, you done?
I'm done.
All right. So this dude, right, he goes into this tattoo shop in this piercing studio, and this guy pierces these big ass earrings and shit. So the guy wants him to cut off his ears because he's tattooing his head and his ears getting in the way. So yeah, totally fucking wants to pay, drop $200 right there, cut off his ears so he can finish tattooing his head without being interrupted.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Well, the shit I seen on the internet, man.
He turned him down, but he was there, serious, wanted to pay, take my ears off. Like, he had a tattoo going on in his head, and his ears were just getting in the way, so fucking take them off,
Jeff,
man.
What was the sex and muscle? Some motorcycle club. They would have gladly cut his fucking ears away.
What was the sex and muscle radio episode we did where the girl was talking about? Who was talking about they have these guys, these physicians that come in, these sicko physicians that will open up your dick and they'll cut your balls off because some of these guys want to get their balls stepped on?
Dude. Oh, I've got a story.
Oh, you know that? I've seen it.
Yeah, they had some fucking...
Outside their body.
This dude... Right, he's probably in his late 70s. I haven't seen him in a while. New York City, he used to train at Steel, and big time professional in the city. You'd never know, suit and tie, really nice suits, nice silk ties and shit. And all of a sudden, you'd see him in the gym, and he's got tattoos and everything, and he's got piercings and everything. Well, I seen a picture of his fucking cock. Don't ask why. I just saw it. No, baby.
Where did you see it? That's a better question.
Why did you see a picture of his cock?
That sounds
actually, the guy.
Now you scared me.
No, one of my piercers. The piercing studio.
Hanging up in the studio?
It was one of his clients.
So the picture was up in the studio?
No, he's got a picture of this guy's dick in his book.
Oh, okay.
But not of the guy because he shall remain anonymous.
Just his cock.
Right, yeah. But it's split in half from the head right down to the base, split in half. All right, and he's got metal all hanging, all whole fucking length of it. It's just like,
now what
crazy.
What is the purpose of that
I've
exactly?
Seen that.
Yeah. I don't know.
It puts them in ecstasy, bro. It's, you got to understand something. They're sick bastards. All right.
when you get your cock split open like a fucking sausage at the fucking diner in the morning,
that's what they love. They go to Lala Land.
You don't get the process, Jimmy. What they don't do it all at once. They do it a little tiny bit at a time.
Oh, yeah?
So it heals.
I got news for you, bro. I saw it on the internet. I saw a live video of a guy sitting down.
Valentino sent it.
Took a fucking razor blade, started at his little fucking dick hole, and went all the way down his dick with the fucking razor. It opened it up like a fucking like sausage skin. Like the skin
of
a sausage.
Here. You saw
split
that?
I saw it.
His fucking dick right open, man. And then
he
laid down with his cock bleeding, and some chick was standing above him and started smashing his fucking balls with her heels. And the guy was like loving every minute of it, man. Then he tied a rope around his balls and they hung him from the fucking ceiling by his balls. I don't know how this guy didn't even die. That was me. They'd be taking me in a fucking stretch out and it would have been fucking it for me. But this guy, I don't know, somehow he survived.
He was probably on drugs.
I want to see an interview of him the next morning.
Then Valentino sent me a picture of a guy, you know the mason jars?
Yeah.
This fucking dude was, this is disgusting shit. I hope no kids listen to the show. He was squatting down, naked, over there. He squatted over the mason jar. You saw that, Derek?
Yeah, he put it in his ass and he cracked.
Slowly slid a mason jar.
And he cracked.
Sat on it, up his ass.
Oh, I saw that one.
Yeah, and then as he got the jar up.
And he liked it.
It busted. You heard it pop.
And you and I saw that.
It shot his ass.
That was a good video.
And then all of a sudden you hear that he's picking the glass out of his ass. You can hear it. It was the sickest fucking thing I've seen.
No, but the blood was coming out.
Blood was dripping on the floor and he's picking the glass and he's videotaping this. These fucking people are sick.
Dave, you and I saw that one together, remember? I can't believe it.
You saw it, right, Claire?
Yeah, it's
pretty sick.
You had to watch it. I mean, like, it was so sick, you had to, like, say, I gotta keep watching this. This is fucking, this like, is so sick.
I don't think he meant that to happen, do you?
No, he definitely didn't. He just wanted to show his manhood. He was trying to shove a mason jar up his ass because the thing was about 4 inches in diameter. I don't know how he got it up there. And it broke on the motherfucker.
I think, Diego, don't you do that?
I did it just now, but it hurts very much.
Well, you know what? You got the mason jar up your ass right now?
Yes.
Bend over so I can kick you right in your fucking ass.
No, of course you show it to you afterwards, big boy.
I shove a species tub up my ass.
Oh, that's the gross.
This is how I drop weight.
Now, I got an announcement.
How do we get on the subject anyway? Timmy, you started this.
We have a new, Jimmy, we have a new pet. We have a new RX muscle pet. It was given to us by John.
That's insane.
Hold it. Can I please announce
this? Don't call me a pet.
Where is it?
Can I please fucking talk?
Let's see.
Let me talk first.
Okay.
All right. John Scudieri from the one of the guy, our fans and listeners, you know, and a guy I know from the area. He asked me a lot of questions. You know, we communicate via email. He heard us talking about the story about the snakes. Remember the snake that killed a kid in his sleep?
Yeah.
The big Burmese
couple
python.
Weeks ago, yeah.
Well, this guy breeds ball pythons, which are they don't get as big as the Burmese, but they get thick, you know. And he breeds them for colors, and he's they're very expensive. These snakes. He brought over an egg today. It's going to hatch in 3 days. I got it in a tank. I'm going to show it in an incubator.
Really?
Yep. He's going to be the new RX Muscle official mascot.
Now, talking about snakes.
Yes.
I also saw a video of a dude fucking a snake. Did you see that, John?
Yeah, I didn't see it.
This old lady was rubbing his balls, right?
Valentino sent it.
Valentino's fucking crazy, right? Where does he find his shit? Anyway,
I don't know where he finds
that shit. His wife, that looked like a fucking farmer from fucking Nebraska, was rubbing his balls to keep the guy hard, I guess. And he's banging the boa constrictor, man. Where?
I saw that.
I guess in the I don't know. They got fucking vaginas? I don't know.
No.
Well, what hole was he banging?
I don't know.
What's the hole? Maybe the asshole? I don't know what he was. He was fucking something. He had his cock in the fucking snake. It was disgusting, man. I almost threw up watching this fucking thing, man.
Valentino.
I gotta go to a psychiatrist because of Valentino. That guy is fucking me up left and right, that fucking guy.
Where does he get this shit?
I have no idea where he gets this shit, man. He must get it from the foreign country or something.
He gets the sickest shit I've ever... And he sends it to me.
He sent it to me. He sent a guy
too.
Fucking banging a chicken. The thing was, he was holding the chicken up by the tail. He was banging a chicken and the chicken's going... And this old lady's reaching behind him with rubbing his balls and his fucking a chicken. I'm like, these people, no wonder there's fucking diseases in this world, AIDS and gonorrhea. And these motherfuckers can't keep that. Fuck a woman, man. What's wrong with you?
He sent me one the other day of a horse doing a chick, and I'm going like, oh, that's nothing. You know, that's for Valentino.
Oh,
that's
normal,
that was pain.
That's
it was boring for Valentino.
You know what he does now? He sends text messages with these things now.
Yeah,
these videos are.
He just sent me a text message the other day. I like cock or something. I
text him. I'm like, bro, stop sending me this shit. He took me off his list. I mean, he was getting like crazy.
No, he takes breaks. He does. Yeah. He takes periods.
To take me off his shit.
Now, because of this, let's get back to the pet for a minute. I think we have to have a obviously the thing hasn't been hatched yet, but it should hatch in the next 3 days.
The egg.
I'm going to show it to you. Yeah, I'll show it to you after.
Dave, how big is this snake going to get? That's the question.
I don't know. Well, it's about 4 or 5 feet, probably, but it's about as thick as a Coke can. But right now,
about half the size of my fucking anaconda. You know what I'm about?
Max is very happy about this.
I have to warn you, though. Be careful
you.
With your dogs, because if that snake, when he gets older,
yeah.
And he's looking through the tank with his little BB eyes, and he sees your little fucking Pomeranian running around, he's going to fucking come out of that tank.
We're going to bring it over
there right now. You better put a fucking lock on that.
We're
going
to bring it to the studio when we go live, Jimmy.
Oh, great, man. Where we going live, John, you motherfucker?
Max is very excited about this snake.
Oh,
I told
him
about it.
Of course,
he
avoids the question.
We have to have a naming contest for this. We have to name the snake, so we have to put out a poll on the boards. I think.
Let's call it Romano.
Yeah, Romano
snake.
We should call it Derek. Is what we should
call it.
It
Hungarian.
Yeah. How about Derek Romano Hungarian.
Why don't we call the python Jeff, the anaconda? Why don't we call the python the anaconda?
Yeah,
that's my name.
Yeah, he doesn't want you to take away any of his nicknames.
How do you know if it's a boy or a girl?
One has a pussy, one has a pee-pee.
You know what? We'll call that guy that was banging the snakes. He'll tell us. Yeah, he'll know right away. He stuck his tongue in here too. John, did you see that?
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
No, John, you saw it, right? The guy.
I didn't see that part.
He held the snake up and he was tonguing the fucking hole to get it wet before he fucked it.
Oh my God.
I didn't see that. I didn't see that.
Jimmy,
part.
That's enough. I'm getting fucking nauseous from you.
Because Valentino fucked me.
Yeah, he's a show gully.
Jeff, you gotta edit that out.
I didn't make this shit up, man, all right? It's the shit I seen. Valentino.
The show has gone to shit.
Did you guys hear about Bernie Madoff, the latest? Bernie Madoff is the guy that scammed all these people out of millions and billions of dollars, actually, with the biggest Ponzi scams in the history of the world, pretty much.
$55 billion he made off with.
Yeah, holy shit. He's 71, he's in jail, but one of these women he was having an affair with, she was cheating on her husband with him. She was the head of the Jewish charity, the Hadassah. I'm sure you've heard of that if anyone is Jewish here.
I never heard of it.
Yeah, yeah. So he was sleeping with her. And evidently now she's coming out with a book. She told her husband and the kids and they've accepted it, whatever. I guess she's probably... She's coming out with a book to talk about Madoff. And in the book he says that he was a real sex freak. And he was he wasn't very well endowed is the point, which would be consistent with the fact that he needed all that money and power, probably.
Right.
Yes, exactly. Now the ironic part of it is he had an affair with her, but he also bilked the Hadassah out of $90 million.
Right.
Which I thought was hysterically funny. You know, imagine getting your girlfriend and you steal $90 million from the in other words, he was sleeping with women under the idea that I'm going to scam every, right, you know, every person. Them. Well, yeah, he knew that she ran the Hadassah and they had a lot of money, so he figures, I'm not going to just fuck some, like, the cleaning woman there. I'm going to go after the woman who could get the money from me.
He's a criminal. So right, he's got a criminal mind. That's what they do.
That guy's my idol.
Don't you ever see that movie when with Robert De Niro, when he came out of jail and he was trying to go straight and he got a job at the jewelry shop? And he was having visions of fucking, like, you know, smashing the camera and blowing up the fucking safe. The guy couldn't stop thinking about crime.
Yeah,
you ever see that part?
What was the name of that? He was a thief, a jewel thief, right?
Yeah, he was with and Billy Crystal was his psychiatrist. What was that?
Analyze this.
Yeah, but that's the and Analyze That. It was a two movies. He came out of jail. And
he was a mobster.
He was trying to go straight, and he got a job at the car dealership. And the couple's asking him a million questions, so then he goes, all right. He goes, you're going to buy this car or what? She goes, well, we got to think about it. He goes, what do you mean, think about it? You got me over here for a fucking hour, right? Going over this car, this and that, the car, the wheels. Okay? He goes, buy the fucking car. You can put a body in the trunk. The guy was hysterical, man. Yeah. The fucking boy was hysterical.
Okay. Diego, are you going to pose for us tonight?
Sure. I pose all the time.
We haven't seen any updates from you lately.
I've been sending them to you right now.
He's all vascular now with the fucking heat in here.
Yeah, why don't you strip down? Have you lost any weight past week?
Drawers on.
I haven't seen him in 2 weeks. 3 pounds?
Diego claims he lost 3 pounds. Let's see. Come on, show us.
That's what I believe.
Jeff, get the camera out.
Yeah, sure I did.
All right, I know some sort.
I'm going to stand here.
We're dismissing Colette.
Timmy up here?
Take care, Colette.
Timmy will take his shirt off after.
Get them beers going. We're going to hit the beach tomorrow. Yeah.
All right,
Dave.
Diego, shut up for a second, Jimmy. Diego's got the shirt off. Let's see.
I'm looking at my peepee.
He's got the pants down.
He's dropping his pants.
Wanted to make sure his peepee was in.
His peepee's cut in half. What happened there, Jimmy?
I was inspired.
I don't know. Where's your fucking dick, bro?
I was the one with the razor blade.
That thing looks like my knuckles.
I shove it up my ass.
All right, let's see a front double bicep, but Diego. Yeah.
If you're laughing, it's serious.
Jimmy's still looking. Shit, that really does look
that
like,
thing looks like a clitoris. I dated him.
I got in the sex change.
Oh, I'm never getting none from him again.
No food for you.
I'm only kidding, Diego.
No soup for you.
Santiago.
Fuck you, bald Jimmy bitch. Fuck my balls.
Hold it.
His ass is not getting better.
All right, hold on. Now, Diego, stand there. We're going to get an analysis from all the members.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jimmy the Bull, what do you think? Be honest.
My honest opinion is he definitely sucked up. He did. He looks a lot better than last time I saw him.
Tattoo Timmy?
First of all, since I've not seen him before, I'd say he looks
on his way to doing the Easterns. Second of all, I would say, Diego, take your fucking pants off your ankles and don't walk around the house with your pants down around your ankles when you're getting when you're posing for bodybuilding shots. Why do bodybuilders always take their fucking pants down and leave them hanging around their ankles and then have pictures taken?
I'll bet you John can answer that question. I'll bet you.
I can't because I guess you know why? Because they're wearing their pants are too tight to get over their shoes. That's why.
They have big feet.
Right.
I would just say just something quicker to do, right? I mean, you know, why take the pants?
We're just lazy bunch of bastards.
Yeah,
that's
right. You know, instead take the shoes off, take the fucking
leg. They're wrong in
by
doing
the time
that
that's all done, they could have done five poses already, right? Just drop the pants and do what you got to do.
Jeff, the producer, what do you think?
Well, he definitely dropped weight. You know, his arms are coming in good. His back and his legs, I think. Well, actually, I think his legs are his best body part. I think his delts stand out a little bit. And like Timmy said, he's on his way.
I like his rear delts are actually coming
out. You had your chance already. How about Derek Anthony? Derek the Hungarian.
How many weeks?
Dieting, 13 more to go.
Oh, yeah, 13 more weeks?
Yeah.
Wow, I haven't seen Diego in two. Definitely dropped weight. He's tighter in the legs. Still want to see some more tightness in the chest and the abdominals. But his arms are looking good. Shoulders look good. Quads are huge. He looks good in 2 weeks. I haven't seen him in 2 weeks.
What about Carbohydrate Man? What does he think?
Actually, studies show that you got to give at least 13 weeks for a Colombian. I think the latest study shows that actually I can give a straight evaluation. But you actually do look good. Would you like to go out with me?
I'd love to.
Oh, great! I guess it's a date. Thank you.
Feed me some fucking carbs.
I gotta give my analysis now. John can't give his obviously because he's not here. But I'm gonna give my analysis.
Right.
Actually, I have to say I think he looks worse this week. Actually, he's looking a little bloaty to me. His legs look good. His legs actually look like they got bigger. Actually, and that could be because they got leaner. But I think his upper body's looking a little bloaty today. To tell you the truth, turn around. Let's see the back double bicep pose again. You know, I'm brutally honest, John. You know, I tell the truth.
Oh, yeah, I know you are.
Yeah.
I have a fat zit.
Yeah, but I saw him, what, two weeks ago. Dave.
I'm just saying he looks a little bloaty today.
He didn't peel off last week.
No, I don't think we got him to peel off.
I saw him.
His lower body looks better this week. His upper body's a little watery and a little juicier, if you know what I mean, John. So we'll have to see what happens. But he did drop weight, so that's a good sign. You know, sometimes your body gets a little awkward. What's happening probably is is certain areas are getting leaner, and the areas that are not as lean are looking worse because
you know what I find that happens, Dave, is that when you're and from the pictures I've seen of Diego, it looks like he has this type of body that he's got that what I call like the hard fat, and what happens is when your body starts breaking that down, and you start liberating those fat stores. It gets soft before it goes away, so the density of it reduces, and you end up getting soft and squishy looking before you end up looking better. Now, so maybe that's
you could be right. I go see. I can deal with that. Tattoo Timmy, let's see what you look like. Shake your shirt off. Yeah, you drove all the way out. You might as well give us a show.
I'm embarrassed. Gonna see all those carbohydrates I've been eating.
I can't wait to see this pretty boy.
Don't get dressed yet, you Diego. We're gonna have to have a little impromptu
pose. Do I look like I'm getting dressed? I'm still posing.
Tattoo Timmy's looking pretty hard there, I gotta tell you.
Posing.
You
gotta drop trow.
Yeah, you don't have to drop chow.
I love the stars on his nipples.
Let me get a picture of Tattoo Timmy.
That's good.
This is, I guess, like 14 weeks out there from the Nationals.
Nice bicep shot.
Hold on. Okay. Now, Diego, get up there and pose down next to him.
That's not fair.
Now, they're both the same number of weeks out, right?
Move over, freak!
Right. But don't forget, Tattoo Timmy competed a couple times already, so his body fat's lower. Again, Diego, here's your chance for fame.
Front double bicep.
Not too bad, man. He's holding his own. All right, well.
It's coming up. I got the stars on my nipples.
That's true. You'll have to work on that next.
That's what you got to get, bro.
Let's, guys, we got to go to commercial break. When we come back, we got a little bit more to talk about, and we'll be back in 2 minutes.
All right, see ya.
This is After Hours featuring the Whack Pack. ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, Arthur L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, and improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRIndustries.com today. Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit SpeciesNutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. SpeciesNutrition.com.
If you're a serious athlete, you know you need energy to keep going. Good energy.
I got that JoJo swagger.
JoJo Energy Drink has it, with only 4 calories and no sugar, essential antioxidants, acai berry, and green tea extracts in pure spring water. And with flavor infusion technology, it's always 100% fresh. Oh yeah, with 6 incredible flavors, JoJo Energy Drink tastes awesome. Now you've got a new workout partner. Get good energy. Get JoJo Energy Drink. Available at JoJoEnergy.com.
German American Technologies. Compete harder with GATT supplements. Need energy? Gotta lose the fat? Jet Fuel is the answer. Want to build muscle? Use Testogen to ramp up testosterone and start adding the size. How about some muscle exploding pumps and an enhanced training experience? You gotta get your hands on some Jet Fuel. Jet Fuel, GATT's newest nitric oxide training supplement that's guaranteed to work the second you try it. Join the team. Visit German American Technologies website now at TeamGAT.com. That's TeamGAT.com. German American Technologies. Compete harder. TeamGAT.com. RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Welcome back to After Hours with the Whack Pack. My name's Dave Palumbo. I'm here with John Romano and the whole Whack Pack. And we got our last little segment here, John. I wanted to bring up a TV show that was on the other night. Now, E! Entertainment had called me. And I know they called you about 6 months ago. And they wanted to come out here. They said they were doing a TV show on the history of women's bodybuilding. I said, wow, that's great. They said, John Romano's going to come on. He's going to talk about Shelley Beatty. And I figured, you know, they're going to get, like, Corey Everson on, Linda Murray, you know, Rachel McLeish. And I'm like, great. They come out to my house. They interview me for about an hour. They even get Colette outside on my terrace out there. And then they interview her. And I turned this piece of crap on last night. And they're talking about natural bodybuilding and drug testing. I'm like, what the fuck does this have to do with the history of women's bodybuilding? And then I noticed you weren't even in it.
I refused to do it.
Oh, I didn't know. You never told me that.
When it got down to what, you know, I couldn't get them to commit to what they were, you know, going to do. And, you know, then they started asking me for, like, all this personal stuff about Shelley. And, you know, I go, well, you know, what kind of interview are you doing here? What's the message here? What are you doing? Oh, it's just about women's bodybuilding. And I go, well, can you be more specific? And they wouldn't tell me anything. So. Right. I kind of got the feeling, and it was way after the fact. You had done your this was they had spent a long time making this thing for some reason. They'd gone all over traipsing and all over the country, put all this effort into making this piece of shit, and you had already done your interview by the months before they had gotten to the point where they were talking to me.
Oh.
And you know, I know my friend Kathy Sasson, who was also a good friend of Shelley,
right, she was
in Oregon, you know, did her piece on there about Shelley. And, you know, she didn't really feel very comfortable about it after it was all said and done. And by the time, you know, I got to the point where they were going to talk to me and they weren't really answering the questions I was asking them, I figured, oh, man, this is going to be bad. And I guess I was right.
They should have just done a true Hollywood story on Shelley Beatty, because that was the best part of the whole special, I thought.
Yeah, but how are they trying to intertwine Shelley Beatty committing suicide?
I know.
And Sally McNeil shooting her husband. They were trying to intertwine all this stuff and try to blame it on bodybuilding.
And the Natural Bodybuilding Organization, they wouldn't stop talking about drug testing, which had nothing to do with it. And then they had two figure competitors they followed around, which weren't right. even bodybuilders.
And then Lauren Powers is the epitome of female yeah. bodybuilding.
Yeah, I don't understand
that. Fucking brain.
Yeah, it was kind of a very weird spot. I still haven't seen the beginning of it, which I heard I was in. That was in a few parts in there, but I don't know. I you know what? You, me, and Sean and Jeff could have made a better special than that.
Yep.
Infinitely better.
Infinitely better.
Well, you
know what? I replied in the thread. I gave the producer's name and email address and phone number. So I encourage all of you to check out the thread, get this bozo's info, and write to him and enforce the fact that what they produced was a piece of shit, and they should do the subject justice and do a follow-up piece and actually do some real research and do it right.
It should have been on Rachel McLeish. Corey Everson, Linda Murray should have been the stars of the whole yep. thing. Then if they wanted to feature like a Shelley Beatty in there, or maybe some other things that went awry along the way, fine. But if you want to show the evolution, you should have the historian, Steve Wenisher, maybe interviewed. You might want to show the progression of bodybuilding to fitness, to figure, to bikini. But they didn't do any of that.
Anyway, they made that sensationalized the topic is what they did. Right. They did something that would look like more than what it was, and they fucked it all up. It was terrible.
Hmm. Jimmy, have you seen it?
No, I have not seen it. No, I would like to see it.
Timmy, did you see it?
I saw. I recorded it last night.
Oh, you did.
I watched parts of it. Like you say, the Shelley Beatty thing. They went into this in-depth thing about her life, which didn't quite fit this the flow of the rest of the show. And then of course mm-hmm. you've got Lauren Powers again on TV, showing the world that this is what female bodybuilders don't look like, but what do they know? They think they do, and it was really kind of awkward watching her entertain a client and do a whole session and shit with the guy, and it was just kind of, it was unfortunate.
I've seen her on TV a few times, Timmy. What's the deal? Like, how does she?
I don't know, man. It's just,
I tell you what she does. She does that wrestling shit, and she probably all the producers go to her.
She
body slams these motherfuckers and shoves shit up their ass, and then they say, "Hey, Lauren, we're gonna do a skit. We gotta get you on." All right, and the guy just gives him the fucking flip and then shoves the fucking oil down his mouth. And,
you got to see the house she lives in.
That's what she does, right? She does the wrestling.
Yeah. You got to see that house she lives
She's
in.
She's loaded, I know, because she does, and all these crazy passes go to.
I think her parents are loaded, too, but she's definitely living in the life of Riley out there.
Yeah, but I saw the whole show where she has clients that come there in like Rolls Royces and Mercedes and get body slammed by her.
Yeah.
You got to be a sick bastard.
Well, that goes back to stepping on people's balls, Jimmy.
I got to start something like that. I got to think. Timmy are going to do something together. Yeah. Right, Timmy?
Yeah.
When we leave, Timmy.
We're going to work on it.
I want to have a final. Everyone's been asking me about Fuck, Marry, Kill. Remember the game we had?
I want to
do one more round of it, and that's how I'm going to end the show tonight. All right? Since we were talking about women's bodybuilding, let's pick three legends. Let's pick Rachel McLeish, Corey Everson, Linda Murray. You got to fuck one, marry one, and kill one. Jimmy the Bull.
I'm sorry. I got distracted. I got to fuck who?
You got to pick who you want to fuck, marry, and kill. The three girls are the three Miss Olympias. Rachel McLeish, Corey Everson, Linda Murray.
Didn't we do this already?
Not with those three.
Okay, kill.
Do you want me to start with Derek instead?
Yeah, start with Derek.
All right, Derek, go ahead.
I wasn't even born when Corey Everson and McLeish.
You don't know what they look like?
I don't know what McLeish looks like. I know what Corey Everson.
You don't know what Rachel McLeish looks like?
Rachel McLeish.
That's what I said.
I know what Everson looks like, and I know what.
Knows what Mitchell McLeish looks like.
Derek doesn't know Rachel. Derek not knowing who this is like, not knowing that Hungary was a country. Come on,
I know what Rachel McLeish looks like. She's fucking beautiful.
She's like one of the first.
She's the first Miss Olympia.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
I didn't really pay attention.
Wasn't the first Miss Olympia.
You know what, Derek? You're ruining the fucking game for me. Forget it. We're skipping you.
Go to Diego.
Diego.
All right. Well, I would. Sorry, kill Rachel. Okay. I'd probably fuck Corey because she's way hot, and I marry Linda because she's younger and hotter.
Not much, but okay. I'm talking about in their prime. You don't have to like say now.
I think she looks hot. She got a nice body. I all recently right. saw pictures of her at the I think the Olympia. She still got.
She is. Yeah. Okay. All right. Good.
Tattoo back to me. I definitely fuck Linda Murray. She's the only one I know.
No one wants to know you. You've been negated from this show.
Fuck Mary Kill. Fuck Linda Murray. Kill. What's the middle bit? Corey Everson and Mary. The first.
Why are you saying it three times?
I don't know. Wasn't there a story? Wasn't there a movie? Kill.
Yeah, that was fucking. What's his name? There, fucking. Yeah.
You picked three bad dreams. Come on, give me no one.
That shit was boring.
All right, Jimmy the Bull, go ahead.
All right, I'd like to fuck them all and then marry them all.
No, you can't do that. You got to pick one. You got to do
right,
play by the rules.
All right. I hate to say the word kill, though. It's so, you know.
You love to say the word kill.
So final.
Yeah, that's when I'm mad, though.
You want
to
kill your ex-wife, right?
Yeah. That's different.
No comment right now. I got peace in my life right now. All right. I'm going to marry Rachel McLeish because she's gorgeous. Okay. I'm going to bang Corey Everson. And I'm going to get rid of Linda Murray.
Yeah,
it wouldn't have anything to do because she's black, is it?
No, that's got nothing to do.
Right,
no,
I'm just checking, you know, because I don't want any racial like problems.
No. Let's not go there. I just never. She never did anything for me. Ever, okay, you know, okay. So, Ray, I was always very fond of.
What, the other two Rachel ladies did do something for you. What did they do for you? Yeah, what Corey, the fuck are they doing for you?
They didn't actually do anything for me. They aroused my senses.
You never sniffed any of their panties or anything, did you?
No, but I would fucking walk a mile of dog shit and fucking sniff their panties. I'd swim in a fucking sewer pipe for fucking 100 yards.
Would you get sting
like,
palms?
Like Shawshank. What's that movie, Shawshank Redemption?
Shawshank. Yeah.
I'd crawl in a fucking sewer pipe for that underwear.
Yeah. All right, what about you, Mr. Romano?
I would, right off the bat, I would kill Rachel McLeish because she's never done our show.
Right.
And she was never a very good bodybuilder.
Right.
So, you know, she was a sellout.
Right.
She deserves to die. Then I would probably fuck Corey.
Okay.
Because she's blonde and, you know, really sweet and nice. Tight. But, you know, she's a little out there. And I would marry Linda because she's really sweet and down to earth and nice and, you know, that's what I would do.
I hate to agree with you all the time, but I'm going to agree with John for the very same reason. So,
I never personally met Linda Murray. Maybe I would like her if I met her.
Linda Murray is one of the nicest, sweetheart. I never talked to her. I've just seen women in the world.
Really, to answer those questions is kind of, you know, I'd rather if I met these people, you know, then I would have a better judgment of who I want to fuck, marry, and kill.
I'll give Derek a special one because he doesn't know who these girls are.
I know who two of them.
All right. Jay-Z, Puff Daddy, and Biggie Smalls. Which is
kill them all.
Fucking mother.
All right, well, I think we had enough. We're at the end of another episode of After Hours with the Whack Pack. Until next week, I'm Dave Palumbo.
And I'm John Romano.
And remember, we're not only the hosts of After Hours with the Whack Pack,
we're also members.
After Hours with the Whack Pack has been an RxMuscle.com presentation. To download this and all past shows, visit RxMuscle.com and click on the radio link. RxMuscle.com, the truth in bodybuilding. I'm Michael Bob in the box.